He said, love bears up under anything and everything that comes, is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are faithless under all circumstances, and it endures everything without weakening. Love never fails, never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. As for prophecy, the gift of interpreting the divine will and purpose, it will be fulfilled and pass away. As for tongues, they will be destroyed and cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. It will lose its value and be superseded by the truth. Hallelujah. And this is what Brother Hagin said. He said, I wish believers would really take time to let this passage scripture soak into their minds and hearts. Just to walk in the light of these verses would solve so many problems. And I'm going to stop right there for a minute. You know, your love walk can have a big effect on you if you're not walking in love. See, because you're not walking in love, one thing you can suffer is sickness. I don't care how many times pastor can come up here and lay your hand on you till you look like this. Like I tell you. He can lay his hand on you till you bald headed. But I'm telling you, if you ain't walking in love, it ain't going to do a bit of good. And see, you have to check within yourself. Are you having to run back to this altar or pray all the time because you got a sickness? You better check with inside of you, because the problem ain't up there. The problem ain't up there. 3 John 2 said, it's his will that we prosper, that our soul prosper, and that we be in good health. That's what he said in his word. That's God's love for us. So we got to check within ourselves, even poverty. If you ain't walking in love, the devil ain't got to steal it because you ain't acting right. You done opened the door for him. You giving it to him. He ain't stealing it. You giving it to him. So, and I'm going to go back to what Jeffrey said this morning on the prayer line. Lord Jesus, I text him as soon as that came out of his mouth. Because I watched that same episode where Andrew Warman was talking about that. And I said, Lord, that sounds like Pastor. When Pastor was telling me that. And I'm telling y'all, I'm telling you, looking at you, y'all looking at me on live stream. I struggled with that even till he gave me that revelation. And I've been a tither for years. I'm talking about over. But I was sitting there and I ain't going to think little, I'm going to think big. Just say $2,000. So you know automatically that's $200 of your tithe. Then you get your offering. And so, you know, my offering was $20, $30. You know, I said, you know what? And I sat there and I just tried to figure it up and try to figure it up. I said, yeah, okay, now I got it. Now I'd be sitting back there sweating. If I missed it anyway, I would be condemning myself. And I tell my wife, I said, you know what? I said, we got to send that. I said, we can't. Because I thought I was under a curse. And then he said, and we say this scripture daily, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. Because God so loved us. He so loved us. And you know, he so loved us. So anyway, that's a little side note, but I got it right. Nah, I got it right. Praise God. I got it right. So, but anyway, going on. And if we get it right with our love walk, I'm telling you, it'll open so many different avenues for us. For the blessing of the Lord makes us rich, and he has no sorrow with it. And it ain't got to be talking about money. When he said the blessing of the Lord, that accounts for everything. Because the Bible says in Ephesians, what? Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And how much is every? How much is every? Every. That's all. That's everything. Nothing missing. Nothing broken. Nothing. What other God can do that for his children? There's not another. There's not another. But we got to make a choice in our life. We got to love one another. We got to love one another. Regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstance. You know, I can tell you some stuff without calling name, but I've been through some stuff, man, even here with the work that's been going on my house, and a job that's been done took over a year, and we still ain't back in our house, but we still confessing the right word. We still confessing the right word. And I mean, I went to this man's business and I told him, I said, man, I don't know why. I said, you know, and I know he was doing me wrong. Knew it. I mean, I knew he was doing me wrong. And I told him, I said, I don't know why, but you know what? I said, I just can't let you go right now. I said, me and my wife, I want you to know. I said, I looked at him, this dude, he big old guy. Probably about this big, I'd say he weighed probably about 275. But I ain't scared of him. True be, I ain't scared because I know a man. I know a man. He's on the inside of me. And, you know, I told him, I said, man, I can't go nowhere. I said, I got to stay with you. I said, I don't know why, but I got to stay with you. And he just looked at me, and the big guy about teared up. And he didn't know that I know that I was being done wrong. You know, I told my wife a little bit about it, just somewhat, you know. And I prayed for him. And I continue to pray for him. Because the Bible tell me I can't speak no ill will against my brother, man. He's saved. He's a Christian. He just ain't got the knowledge of who he really is and what's on the inside of him. Okay. So sometimes, guess what, y'all? Our love walk, we're going to have to endure some things. Yes, sir. Are we going to really trust God? Are we going to really believe God? Or are we just going to say that? You know, really, in my Christian, I don't have any rights. My only rights I got is to serve God. That's my right. I got a right to serve him. Obey him. That's the right I got. If he tell me to endure, I just read it. So guess what I got to do? He said, endure hardship as a what? Good soldier. I ain't got none of this in my note. Get it, Holy Ghost. Woo, I tell you. So there's going to be things, it's going to be stuff to come up against you. It may be stuff even in your family. It's going to come up against you. I'm telling you, I've learned the walk of retreat. Because the Bible says, Paul wrote that, he said, you know, whenever you come up against things, you know, God has made a way of escape for you. So you ain't got to stay there. But guess what? As long as you're there, don't say the wrong thing. Hold that lip.